I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A string of Russian attacks targets critical infrastructure, and the United States pledges additional support to Ukraine. As the war drags on with no end in sight, John Fugler of Transworld Radio says,
"We all feel like we're helpless in this. We tend to look for human solutions. And yet God is waiting for us to come to Him."
With new trauma-related programming, TWR is pointing people in Ukraine and Russia to Jesus, the only source of real hope. Getting the program translated, recorded, and produced required a team effort. Ukrainians around the world reached out to help.
And they say, "I want to help my country. I can translate a script. If you want me to voice something, I'll do that."
And you won't hear reports like this one in mainstream news outlets, but these events are more common than you realize. Lucy Boston of Global Catalytic Ministry says an Iranian man was in prison facing the death penalty for a crime he didn't commit.
3 years had gone by that he was waiting on this trial. He's only heard one Bible story from the Old Testament. And upon hearing that Bible story, he said, "I believe in you, God. Please create a miracle for my situation." At the trial, the very next day, it was as if the judge and everyone there was just under some sort of Holy Spirit spell, and they didn't even know why he was there, and they released the whole thing. This man said, "This is the God I'm going to serve now," and he's reading the Bible with three different groups of Muslims right now.
Read more accounts like this in a new ebook at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.